Mike and Scott without Ziggy today on Radioslot.com. We do have Coach, though. Thank you for listening.
It wasn't questioned whether we were going to have Coach.
But, I mean, that was almost like an afterthought, wasn't it?
What? Coach is never an afterthought.
Well, I thought it sounded like one. I don't know.
No. I'm just trying to remember the intro because I never write anything down. But we're
clearly,
we're coast to coast,
especially today.
That's right. Coast
to
coast.
You wrote nothing down.
That's right.
You are unprepared.
We are winging it today. Coast to coast, coast to coast, nationwide.
Coast to coach.
I can't talk either. Coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. And if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Coach.
What's up?
And quite a few things to talk about today. We've got an update on Scott's computer that was sick last week.
my computer caught a cold.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, that's a whole Sequoia thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got happy.
I look forward to hearing
that. Oh, it's a story, too.
Yeah.
My crazy on the way.
Oh, cool. Good.
We have the FDA recalling antidepressants because they cause cancer.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's going to be an outbreak.
Uh-huh. The Catholics and Trump's administration could take the GOP in a whole new direction. Majority of Americans ready to support Trump, and that means troops at the border. Jay-Z's... The lady that has accused rapper Jay-Z of rape has come forward and talked to NBC News. We got an update on Gavin Newsom. He suddenly loves Kamala's former staff. And an exit poll on U.S. military veterans and how they did or did not vote for Trump, which is very interesting. So
I want to see that.
I look forward to that, too.
Yeah, hopefully we get to all that today.
My dad used to, that was one of his special projects at the end of his career in the Navy, was retention studies.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did that for years.
Very good.
Retentive run in the family?
Oh, no.
Do tell.
Are you retentive as well?
Sometimes.
All
different
right.
Kind of retentive.
All right.
Why don't you say what you really mean?
I think I did.
Okay, you get a room.
I don't think you did. I think you danced around it.
Do I need to ring
like
a bell here?
I'm not explaining it.
This is
a girl.
Drake and Scott and Coach Night at the Fights, or what is...
Let's go!
Well, we always start with a crazy on the way, things amusing that happened to us, or not amusing that happened to us, either before the show or in the days leading up to it. Who would like to lead off?
I want to just because I want to bug Scott.
I just have
this feeling.
Go for it.
So it's time for more Cybertruck news.
Oh,
no. This is actually, no. We want
this
to hear
is your crazy on the way.
Yeah.
So
I love this.
Yeah. And I kind of figured, and a lot of you out there will love this because, you know, it's one of those things.
Because you talk about that thing every other breath.
Yeah.
No, but now it's started to let him down now. So the Cybertruck has turned into a Ford.
It caught a virus, too.
Yeah.
It did. It caught a virus.
Yeah.
It caught some kind of virus. So I'm driving back from Sacramento at work the other day, and it just stuff started not working, right?
Well, not just not working. Your brakes didn't work.
Well,
it's kind of important. The retentive brakes.
Retentive braking. I knew it.
See, there you go.
I knew it.
Regenerative braking stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And at a very inopportune time. But anyway, so just it's a computer thing, right? And called up and they said, oh, bring it in. They just pulled it up, didn't even touch it. They just pulled onto my account.
Right.
Looked at, oh, yeah, you got a problem. And, the guy at the counter says, "What haven't you driven yet? What kind of a Tesla haven't you driven yet?"
And one that works.
I said, "They all work."
Thank you.
I had my Model 3 for 6 years, never had a problem. But anyway, so I said, "I haven't driven the Model X yet." He goes, "Oh, great!" Blah blah blah. Walks away, comes back about 4 minutes later, and says, "Let me see your phone." Programs my phone for the key. For this Model X, I get in, and it's a Plaid.
Which is the top-of-the-line fastest
Production vehicle ever made. It is stupid. I mean, Scott cannot be allowed to ever sit in this car. It would be ugly.
Does it do Mario Kart?
Way better than your little skateboard thing.
Okay.
Roller skate that you do.
Let's go. I'm in.
But it has launch mode and racetrack mode.
Yeah.
Where you stand on the brake and press the accelerator, and then it does some stuff, and it counts down, and it says, go! And you let off the brake, and it literally launches, and it's like nothing. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's exactly like that, dude. It's great. It's got, like, warp speed looking stuff all over the dashboard. You know, this. Oh, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But did they tell you what was wrong with your truck?
Not yet. No.
Huh.
That was like Friday.
Right.
Yeah. So Thursday, maybe.
I see.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a computer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some little glitchy, you know, I don't know.
Yes.
But, you know, it's funny.
Absolutely.
It's funny because, and this is top of the line Plaid Model X. Still like my truck way better. Like the way it drives, like the way it handles, like the drive-by-wire, the rear steering. It's like, yeah, it's, just, mm-hmm. it's way too much work having to turn the wheel 14 times.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Miss my truck.
Mm-hmm.
My Cybertruck.
Well, Scott, are you ready for yours, or should I do mine first, or...
Do yours.
No, I'm just enjoying the idea that I got to drive my car, too. Today,
right?
I got to drive my car today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to drive a Model X, top of the line Model X today. So.
Yeah, why was that? Because
it doesn't matter.
That Tesla thing didn't work.
But it was so no. This is a Tesla thing. So it was.
That's what I said.
It was seamless. I drove in, drove out 10 minutes later.
I didn't have to go to the dealer or turn anything in.
Yeah.
No software failed. Whatever.
On your 1970 Tahoe, with the paint falling off that you're driving?
What was
good
funny,
for you.
Coach, it was funny. I was thinking of your Teslas today because on the way in, I had to stop for gas. And I thought, well, if I tell this story, the first thing I'm going to hear is, I don't need gas. I have a Tesla. And it's like, you know, every now and then it's like, they sound kind of good.
Yeah.
So, you know. But no, I'm sorry.
I drive it for free.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your truck. So hopefully they get it sorted out.
No, it's fine.
And,
it's fine.
Well, you know, it. I guess it's nice to know that even the top of the line electric cars still have problems, and you have to solve them. And it's anyway.
What do you think you spend on gas with that freaking thing that you
I
drive?
I don't even want. Let's see. Just on gas. It's a it's about $500 a month. Just to make sure I can get back and forth to work, and that's working 2 days a week. And I know. So if I was going in every day, it would be I'd be driving something else. I guarantee it.
I mean your truck failed, but Tesla stock is up like over $23 right now.
There you go.
Today. It's so ironic. They haven't found out that the software doesn't work.
No,
you know,
yeah,
it's easy to throw rocks. You know, well, you remember those guys that got stuck off planet?
The ones on the space station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That no one could.
Yeah.
Like, no one could fix that. But
yeah, NASA couldn't do it, but Elon did it.
Could. Yeah.
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 All right. So let me get to mine because it involves flatulence and it's hilarious. So I every year my father and his wife and her daughter's extended family, you know, we get together to decorate gingerbread houses, and it's a competition and it's a lot of fun. And so we did it last night, and at one point my father is like, hey, come outside, I need a cigarette. It's like, okay. So Dad and I go outside, and I'm expecting some sort of conversation, and you know, and but he's not saying anything, and he lights a cigarette, and then he lets out the biggest growler that I've heard in quite some time, and then he's like, "Wow, I've been holding that in," and so we had my sister joining us via Zoom, so the computer with the camera was mounted in the kitchen, looking at the table. So I send her a text: "You're not going to believe what Dad just did," and I explained it, and then I go back inside. And by the time I get to the laptop where she has already read it. So we look at each other and we just start, we got tears in our eyes laughing. Because, you know, that's our dad. So
because farts are funny.
That's right.
There you go.
How old's your dad?
Oh, boy. He'll be 80 this coming year. Yeah.
It's the little things in life.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, he can still outrun and outlift me. So it's, there you go.
Yikes.
Is outrunning, is that a big deal anymore? Because there's so many people that can outrun me now, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Well,
you want to run? Go run.
Yeah,
I'll be over here.
Well, we don't have the competition anymore. So oh, I'm good. Assuming
I'm sorry, I have another perspective.
He holds the title, and he can definitely outlift me because he's in the gym 3 times a week doing that. But yeah, whenever it was. You know, I could take the old man. Well, no, you can't. So.
I remember when I thought I could.
Yeah, I know. And it's, I guess if we ever discovered that I could suddenly take the old man, then it would be, uh-oh.
He's already 80. What do you want, dude?
No, I don't. He gets the title. We're not going to,
it's over.
Anyway. So Scott, you had trouble with your computer last week, and there was some sort of big breakdown with Apple and an update, and you had all kinds of problems. And how was that? Is that resolved, or is it ongoing?
Well, remember, we did the show without my computer last week.
That's right, and we managed.
I had to share with Ziggy, and it was very nice of Ziggy. Thank you, Zig. Sorry you're not feeling well today. So they called and said, hey, your computer's ready to pick up.
Oh, you had to take it in?
Oh, yeah. I went in twice.
Oh, wow.
To Apple.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I didn't.
At the mall?
Yeah, I'm leaving something out. So after we recorded, I had to take it over and drop and meet with Apple and say, hey, what's going on? And so I had like a 45 minute sitting at the table talking to the tech person.
And I like that experience, by the way.
No, it's pretty good. Yeah. But we realized that the options for fixing it were going to be, you know, reloading the operating system and a bunch of other stuff. And I said, tell you what, how about I just leave it with you? You call me when it's ready. I said, okay, but you could do this. And it's like, no, I don't want to do anything. I want you to do it. I want you to fix it. Mm-hmm. She says, well, the next appointment isn't for another 2 hours. Like she was trying to talk me out of it. I was like, no.
They were going to do it there on the spot.
Well, they wanted me to meet with somebody that was more technical than just the person that you initially queue with, right? So I said, no, just give me.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Then you would actually have the knowledge to do it next time. Mm-hmm.
Just give me the 3:45 appointment. So I left, got some lunch, came back, and then I was there again for another hour walking through all this stuff. And finally they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to reload the operating system and da-da-da. You know, this could take a while. And how much time do you have? I said, well, how about I just leave it with you? And you call me. Tell me when it's ready. I said, okay.
That's where you started.
Yeah. That was my second appointment.
No, but you started there on your first appointment.
Yeah.
Can't I just leave it?
They wouldn't let me leave it until I had an actual appointment. So then I had the actual appointment. Then I could leave it. Then they called me the next day. Hey, your computer's ready.
Okay.
And I figured out that Apple's definition of ready is different than my definition of ready.
Oh, no.
So they got the operating system up and running. And the computer totally works.
But
guess where all my files are?
Somewhere else in the cloud.
Well, they're guessing too, and I'm guessing. Nobody knows where my files are now. So I'm thinking like Tesla took over Apple because things are crashing. It's not working.
Elon, he doesn't mean it.
So fortunately, most of my files are Google Sheets and Docs, and so most of it I can pull it up. But anything that's like older, that was an actual file,
on the machine,
photos and things like that, they're all missing, and I'm still working on trying to find that stuff.
I see. Okay.
But I lost a lot.
Sounds like it. Now you don't back
whoa,
up.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
no,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, we back
whoa.
Up.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
you lost stuff?
Yeah, I lost a bunch of old files. So, but they're not lost. They're just
in the cloud?
Trying to figure out how to get them out of the cloud and back onto here and the whole thing. Apparently, I did something wrong when I got home and started the reboot.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to click something that I missed or something. I don't know.
I see.
Anyways. You know, the way this has gone, I'm afraid that there may be some operator error here. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Well, at least when my computer crashes, I don't hit another car. like the truck.
Actually, I didn't.
You almost did.
I almost doesn't count. This isn't hand grenades or horseshoes.
There you go.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll get into depression, drugs causing cancer, and a bunch of other things.
Oh, I got something that's depressing, too, when we come back.
Okay. Back after this.
Oh, let's get depressed.
Greg and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. No Ziggy today on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. We want to talk about drones and the mystery surrounding them. But first, headline in USA Today this morning, which should just make everybody feel good. FDA recalls more than 233,000 bottles of an antidepressant over possible cancerous chemical.
Which one?
It is, let's see, the FDA is recalling Duloxetine, sold by New Jersey-based company Rising Pharmaceuticals. They're calling it a Class 2 risk, which is the FDA's second most severe level of risk. Ooh. And this particular drug contains the presence of nitrosamine at levels higher than the FDA recommends. So here's something to help your depression. It's also going to kill you. Now, you would think that the people who make these things would know, you know, when they put the stuff in the beakers and they balance everything out, that you think they would know not to include these dangerous.
The cancer part?
Yeah.
Do you mean to have the music going in the background?
I do, as I'm slowly fading it out, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. There you go. Just didn't know.
Okay.
Typically, you haven't done that before, so.
Okay, yeah, I've been getting into the habit of it lately.
Oh, have we lost science? I mean, to your point, these companies should know what they're putting in these pills and things.
Exactly.
And what effect they're having.
No.
Have we lost faith in science? Because that one guy who said, I represent science during that whole 2 weeks to slow the spread thing.
Well,
find out everything was wrong.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Are we talking about Tyson?
No, we're talking about Fauci.
I represent science.
To question Fauci is to question science.
Yeah, I know.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. No, lately, Neil deGrasse Tyson's been out shooting his mouth off and sounding like an idiot as usual.
But, you know, the funny thing is science is very specific about science.
Mm-hmm.
And until it becomes science, it's the practicing.
Yeah.
Have we figured out what's in the mRNA vaccines? Because there's a lot of people having strokes.
Yeah.
There's so much data that there's weird stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, but none of the scientists want to talk about the science.
No, there's a few. Listen to the king. He's got a bunch of them on there.
Mm-hmm.
These are scientists and people that were involved that are talking about.
Apparently they knew that ivermectin worked.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they tried to kibosh it so they could make more money off the vaccine.
And no, there's no doubt about that.
And that's I
don't think that there's any reasonable human at this point that, well, unless you're a Dem, that can dispute that. I mean, honestly, they have, you know.
Is there going to be accountability on this?
No, hell no.
What's frustrating because the way I was
and
raised,
Fauci's millions and or billions or whatever he made through it.
Yeah, if I got a C minus on a report card, I was held accountable. Yeah. Like there was something happens, right?
No accountability. No,
you know what never happened? I never got an F. I never failed a class, right? I can't imagine what would happen if I did.
Mm-hmm.
These people failed absolutely. And now we're finding out the same things happen with the depression drugs.
Well, this one in particular. And, of course, my question is, do they include these things knowing there might be a problem and they do it anyway because they got to get the drug out so they can make the money? Or is this an oops? And then how do you do an oops in a case like this?
Well, especially hold on a second. Let's back up. So, and I'm not a scientist, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, hypothesis.
Sure.
You know, you
got to test things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let's say they have a drug that is life-saving, right?
Mm-hmm.
To something that's been going on forever and ever and ever and ever, but it hasn't been tested long enough. And sometimes that's why they do the whole guinea pig thing with the, you know, pre-approved stuff. And they do these studies all the time.
Right.
right? And if you're one of those people with one of those diseases that's willing to do that, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's that line? Now, of course, in COVID, because everybody was freaking out, I think this is the grace that we haven't given the science community, people like Fauci, this and that, because of their inability to be honest. And then when stuff went sideways, their continuing inability to be honest, and to cover it up, rather than saying, look, this was experimental, this and that. Did it save some lives? Maybe. I think it probably did, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was on a ventilator, they discovered pretty quickly that was a death sentence. Almost. Most people did not make it off the ventilator. I have several friends that didn't make it off the ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the right process. Now, is there accountability for that? And they killed those people. Literally killed those people. So, had they been more transparent, more honest, didn't do the cover-up stuff, continue to do the cover-up stuff.
Well, and force some countries to give us actual data and answers who were holding that information from us.
Well, they're still pushing the boosters right now,
mm-hmm.
which to me is a little bit amazing.
Yeah, there was some knucklehead on Twitter the other day who was talking about us. Oh, we're having another outbreak. Everybody get your, and it's just like, and he was ratioed very quickly. Like, dude, we're not doing this again.
But just like this medicine, it's like you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that chicken doesn't come to roost for a decade.
Yeah. Well, that's what I didn't understand when all this came out and they said these are manufactured DNA manipulators. Why would you take that when you don't know like what it's going to do to your system? And I've said it before. I mean, I talked to doctors, hematologists, and cancer oncologists, and they said don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take the boosters. We have no idea what this does to your blood work and mm-hmm. the whole thing. And I'm still curious, like total deaths worldwide every year. How come we can't find those numbers anymore? Like,
oh, they're there. They exist.
Yeah, they exist.
WHO just doesn't want to put it out. You ask ChatGPT, what was it, and they give you this vague answer of, well, it's hard to calculate. Yeah,
they don't want anybody asking questions about those numbers and why they're so high and why they're higher than they should be.
Where's but dad?
This is higher than average.
We need a dad in the process.
This mm-hmm. is the politicization.
I can't say it either. Politicalization.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Right? About how it'll look and what, you know, it's like, yeah, so honesty is out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how will this look? How will this affect my next election? How will this affect my paycheck? Mm-hmm. How will this affect the money? All that stuff. Yeah, that's who we are.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
I think, you know, this all comes full circle. I think that's why, you know, all of it. Yeah, there are only two genders. And I think the American people said with one voice, very clearly, there are only two genders. Mm-hmm. We're tired of this woke bullshit.
Yep.
And we're moving on.
Right. Speaking of, too many Catholics apparently in Trump's administration. He's nominated at least a dozen Catholics to top positions in his administration, including J.D. Vance, Robert Kennedy Jr., yada, yada, yada. Their faith could play a direct role in shaping public policy, from pro-union policies and new tariffs to expanding the child tax credit and more tightly regulating the food and drug priority industries, yada, yada, yada. Is it a bad thing if we have people of faith in charge of policy?
How about we just thank God.
Yeah, say
because the Politico is who wrote this article here. They're trying to frame it as, oh my gosh, the Catholics are coming, and we're all in danger. And it's like, well, now wait a minute.
Well, didn't we vote for something different? Now we're getting something different. That's what we voted for. Where's this article coming from?
The Politico.
Realize this is
and they lean which way?
Left.
Crazy.
So anything religious, particularly conservative religious, is a bad thing. And they're scared that all the
how did the non-religious work out for us? Because we've done that for a minute.
Yeah.
And it's really not working. It failed. The whole country decided that it failed.
We're in the honeymoon phase right now. Okay.
We
are.
Because he hasn't been sworn in yet. Yeah.
The Dems have no choice but to accept this.
Yeah.
That they were annihilated. They were annihilated.
They were wrong.
Okay, but it's not a matter of wrong and right. It's a matter of the American people said no.
Yeah.
Yes, which means they were wrong. Everything's right or wrong. For me, that's one of my...
Yes, okay.
Measure of standard.
My point
standard
to you
of
is,
measure. Got that backwards.
My point to you
I got
is,
that wrong.
You do that sometimes.
Yeah, regularly.
Yeah. But my point is, watch, wait.
Mm-hmm.
When they start actually deporting illegals, mm-hmm. criminals from this country, when Trump actually starts doing the things that he campaigned on and said he was going to do, when he actually starts doing them, we go right back the whole news, making news a weapon.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the highest level, I say by the end of January, beginning of February.
But
we'll be right back where we were.
Well, but it is a little bit different now because Van Jones, who worked in Obama's administration, he's a big liberal commentator, he pointed out now that the mainstream media can maybe generate 2 million, an audience of 2 million. The alternative media, Joe Rogan, et cetera, they're talking to 14 million people.
Sure.
And he said the message is not getting out the way that it used to. So even if they do try and go into attack mode or whatever they do once Trump begins his activities, we're going to have the alternate side telling his end of the story. And that's going to reach a lot more people. So it probably won't be as effective as they want it to be, even though I do think they're still going to
take
all the safeties off and go.
Again, we've talked about this on this podcast many, many times, the fact that you used to be able to trust the news media and without it being narrative, that's gone away.
Yes.
And I think people are going, okay.
Well, that's why you're ending up with the Catholics, because you couldn't trust the science, you can't trust the media, and so, well, maybe we'll try trusting that God thing, which is, I think, how it all started and was supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
It should be very interesting. You know, we had a mass exodus of religion during the 2 weeks to slow the spread. And all of a sudden now, I think a lot of people are realizing maybe that was a bad experiment, but maybe we should go back. We'll revisit this when we come back.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on radioslot.com. No Ziggy today. He is under the weather. In fact, it's awful weather outside.
Yeah, that's been depressing.
We did our whole pre-show meeting in the, cigars and chat in the tents outside in the parking lot, under the tents in the parking lot. And it's rainy and it's cold and it sucks.
You know, we do California because it's sunny and 70 almost all the time.
Allegedly.
All of a sudden, like, Washington State showed up. Most of my immediate family of origin lives in the state of Washington.
It's like this all the time.
And it's like this all the time. And I think they're trying to send me their weather or something to get back at me, or I don't know.
Come on, guys.
I think my brother's
just... It is wintertime.
I know.
You know, it's funny because the politics and the taxes and the BS in California, it's still California.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nowhere else I want to be.
I have been to other places, and it's like, it's like Texas. It's like, I don't care if I can buy a machine gun at a donut shop. The weather there is awful, and the scenery is eh. It's like, get me home. I will pay the taxes.
Size of my dog.
Your
dog.
Yeah.
It's like, tax me, take my guns. I want the clean weather. I want the nice weather, and it's, yeah. So
California is.
You
California.
Want a resort, holiday resort experience.
Yeah.
You know, I want the Republicans just to make a mass entrance into California. We just take over California.
Well, you know, Trump flipped 10 counties in the last election.
We need to flip.
So at the rate we're going.
50 more.
Yeah, at the rate we're going, we might actually have that.
Get California back.
Speaking of which, Newsom has lost one of his top aides to replace that person. He's going to hire one of Kamala's campaign advisors.
Oh.
Yes. So Dana Williamson, who was the chief of staff to Gavin Newsom and served as his enforcer at the Capitol, has departed. So,
because he's not going to be able to enforce much anymore?
Yeah, even Newsom has described Mr. Williamson, Dana, it's a man, as his political assassin in Sacramento. Oh, he's going to be replaced by Nathan Barrankin, another veteran of California politics who also worked as a consultant and advisor to Kamala Harris. He starts,
how'd that go?
It went amazingly well.
I mean, just from a job performance. <That's right.
laughs> I wonder. What happens to her in the next?
She's considering a run for California governor, actually.
Oh.
Hang on.
Oh, help me.
Well, her and Gavin just want to switch places, probably.
Isn't there a movie that?
Hang on.
Trading places?
She,
Dude, I'll take Eddie Murphy in a second. He's hilarious.
If she runs, yeah, she's debating her, debating her future. If she runs for California governor, that would take 2028.
Because she did so well in the debates.
Yeah. So they don't know if she's going to run for governor or get tan, rested, and ready to run again for president in 2028.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Do that.
So
maybe she could go back into law enforcement as the attorney general.
Well, the funny thing is
convict all these Hollywood people and all their
sins. No, because they're all her friends. They won't do that.
No, I want to see that.
No, I know. But what's interesting about this about her running for governor of California is that was floated before the debate where Joe Biden just completely malfunctioned. There was already chatter about what is she going to do if they lose. And she started floating the idea of running for the governor of California. And her people were like, and those around in D.C. were just quietly chuckling because they were like, there's no way she can do that. There's no way she's going to get away with that. And then it disappeared. And then we had that awful debate. She lost the election. So now it's back on the table, which says to me those rumors before were absolutely true. And I can only imagine the actual chuckling going on now if she thinks that this is a viable option for her. And we will have to see. I don't think she's
the
ever.
The rough part in California is whoever the Democrats pick, they're
pretty
win.
Much, pretty I much. Mean,
and they were, 59%? They won 59% of California in this last election?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, whoever they, if they choose to pick her, the question really should be about Democratic leadership then at that point. Like,
well, that might, but that could actually turn it.
Well, yeah. Okay. You're still holding on to that pipe.
It could.
Dream.
No, yeah. It's like.
Well, no. I mean, if Trump could flip 10 counties.
Bring back the Reagan days.
Yeah. If Trump can flip 10 counties last election, then that's going to be something to contend with that the Democrats are going to have to deal with. And if Republicans are making gains that way, then by the time she comes along to run for governor, maybe they're going to say, no, we're not doing this again.
So
who knows? It'll make it interesting.
I don't know if you guys ever listened to that interview with the Russian.
Lenov. I have it bookmarked. I'm sorry. I haven't listened to it yet. I know you told me about it. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, so
with Tucker Carlson,
yeah, and he interviewed both Putin and what's the guy,
Lenovo, something like that.
Starts with Lenov.
Yeah. I.
But he's the foreign minister.
Yes,
and I think the longest running foreign minister, like on the planet, kind of thing. We're talking about this, but I mean, the other thing is, you know, it's January 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
The swearing. He's basically setting every bear trap he can to make Trump fail, including, I couldn't remember the name of these missiles. ATACMS is the name of the missiles.
Okay.
It's the name, you know about this, right?
I don't know.
You don't know about this.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
So we declared war on Russia, 100%. So an ATACM. MGM 140 Army Tactical Missile System is a supersonic tactical missile designed and manufactured by the U.S. Defense Company. Blah, 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 blah. It can only be launched by us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a couple of countries, but they can't launch it. They can't. It's a guided missile. And we gave it to them.
So our hands are dirty.
And then we guided it.
Yeah, that's dang. Wow. Yep.
They talk about this in this interview. I can't believe one of you hasn't.
I know. It's just it's
Googled
it's,
this guy's
it's
name.
It's a long one, and I haven't sat down long enough to look
Googled
at it.
No, Googled his name.
You mean that name we can't remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
While I was talking Russian.
I'll never forget what's his name.
I have it bookmarked somewhere. Not on this phone, or it must be on my other computer, but.
Long pauses are.
No, I know. we're waiting for him to.
Podcast.
Well, while we're waiting, why don't we.
Anyway, it's just, it's interesting that he is doing everything. Lavrov.
Yeah.
Lavrov.
Tucker Carlson's Lavrov.
World's longest serving foreign minister.
Right.
Yeah, you guys could have done that for me while I was
talking. I know. I'm sorry. But it's like you were already on it. And it's.
Anyway. But they talk, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's on both of you. So, and Tucker asked this guy straight up, have we declared war on Russia? Are we in a war right now?
Are we at war?
And he's like,
kind of, sort of.
You know, it's. I'm telling you, worth really, and all of you out there, really worth listening to. Actually, was encouraged, and a much different perspective on the Russian point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, well, we as Americans, we've demonized Russia for so many decades at this point. Our default is they're the bad guys, and it's like, wait a minute, what if they were trying to act with some kind of integrity, and we're the ones that were actually misstepping?
Well,
I mean, what's the track record recently? Who's been misstepping the most? America?
Yeah, we're not the good guys in Ukraine, I'll tell you that. Because it's, I don't want to go off on that rabbit trail, but yeah, NATO's not the good guy. So let's go to the CNN poll, this exit poll of military veterans. In 2020, Trump won 54% of the military vote. For 24, he earned 65% of the military vote.
Say that again?
65% of the military voted for Trump in 24, as opposed to 2020, when only 54% did. So it's quite a gain.
That's a 22-point swing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trouncing.
Yeah, 34% went to Harris.
Wow, 34%. What percentage is that when you get a grade? If you get a,
that's a failing grade. Yeah,
yeah,
and that's
an F, right?
Yeah. So I want to talk to the 34% that thought Harris was a good idea. Those are probably all the trannies.
I don't think they have that many in the military. I'm glad you're entertaining yourself, but
yikes!
Hey, no, that was a good joke. I need. There we go.
You got to label those things. Do you have them?
No, they are labeled. I just have to switch over to
label that one self-aggrandizing.
So, okay.
But I mean,
or I could have done this one. There we go.
Yeah, either way.
Cricket. Yeah,
they both are. You know, it's funny, while we're on this whole subject of Biden and the whole let's set all the bear traps we can. Let's mm-hmm. set everybody up for failure. What do you guys think about the drones?
Oh, yes. I think, I'm not sure they're coming from a foreign source to spy. I think there is a loose nuke somewhere on the East Coast, particularly New Jersey, where a lot of these seem to be, and they are sniffing to find
a loose nuke,
like a suitcase nuke or some sort of nuclear device, and these drones are flying over trying to find it. I think we're looking at a major situation here, and that's why the government is so wishy-washy on what's going on, why there's so many different stories.
Oh, yeah, they've been so vague.
Yeah, and nobody's answering the question as to what, you know, they think this has come from the Iranian mothership off the coast. And
well,
it's like,
the problem is the U.S. government has, I mean, this is true to character in recent history. Have they been forthcoming with anything?
No.
That's my point.
And they're lying about everything.
That's
what it feels like all the time.
Yeah. And in this case, if they're.
And Trump has committed to a lot of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
I think he made some comment about.
Well, isn't that the point of the whole DOJ?
About the Kennedy tapes and the whole, like, really becoming transparent about stuff that's happening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you this real quick. CNN News says, Wild West.
Wait, no, you cannot say that.
What?
You can't say news after you say CNN. CNN media.
We're running
media.
The media coverage.
We're
running short, so let's hurry up.
Oh, let's just do it next time.
No, because it's the last segment.
Wild West of drones. Anxiety heightens as officials seek to reassure public there's no threat. As pressure mounts on federal officials to address ongoing concerns about possible drone sightings. Come on. Possible drone sightings.
We've got them on video. Hundreds and hundreds. Yeah.
The size of SUVs. Federal officials have so far downplayed many of the blah, blah, blah. This is COVID. This is vaccine. Mm-hmm. This is the same stuff. Oh, you know, and the governor.
Border is secure.
All this stuff. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it is, but it's fine.
No, it's not fine.
Al-Qaeda
has smuggled in a nuclear bomb, and they need to find it before it goes off.
And if I was the governor, it'd be like, in the absence of any kind of leadership,
mm-hmm.
shoot them down.
Yeah. No, there was one video a friend sent me of someone firing tracer rounds at one of these drones that was over a neighborhood, and he missed with every shot. He was too far in front, too far behind, over. The guy couldn't aim for crap.
Well, shouldn't you rename it then? You can't call it a tracer if it doesn't trace.
No, it does trace. The bullet traced.
This is the operator error.
Yeah, you could see the flame of the tracer bullet as it was going by, and it missed the drone every time.
Oh, it should be tracing the drone and hit the drone.
No, that's not what a tracer is.
It's not that kind of bullet.
It's for you to see, yeah. And if you're a terrible shot,
you can see just how bad you're aiming.
That's not what I want to see. No, what I want to see is the drone explode. That's what I want to see.
Okay, but these aren't heat-seeking bullets.
That needs to be renamed.
Yeah. Okay.
Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, says, I want to assure the American public that we are on it.
Oh, God.
He wants to, but he can't.
Yeah.
Mayorkas said federal officials are not aware of direct national security concerns tied to the possible drone sightings. We know of no foreign involvement with respect to blah, 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 and we are vigilant in investigating this matter.
Yeah, there's no foreign involvement because they're our drones. We're out looking for something that's going to make a really big boom and kill millions of people.
Let's look at the two sources here, the former administration and CNN. Is there any faith in anything that comes out from them?
No, not at all.
You know, something's going on, and people are starting to figure out that, you know, it's not really conspiracy theory when it's actually true.
Yeah, I can't wait until we get our conspiracy expert on for an interview next month, because we can talk about this. I'm sure he will have a lot to say.
And it will be more played out by then.
That's right. So,
leading up to the inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we are up on a break, so coming up with our last segment, we got our post-game wrap-up, Coach's Corner, and Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts.
Not necessarily in that order.
Definitely not in that order.
Not necessarily encouraging thoughts.
Back after this. It's Scott with Ziggy and Coach, radioslot.com. Okay, what is your question?
Why?
That's what I'd like to know. Hang on, my headphones are in the process of falling apart here. Back with our final segment, and where are we going to start? We start with me and the downer, which isn't really a downer.
So we have a chance to recover.
And then we go to you guys. Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts for today. Remember, if you shoot for the moon, I recommend you make it. Because if your plan B is the stars, it will take you about 100 million times longer to reach even the closest star outside of our solar system, and you don't have that kind of time. Go in Christ.
He's got to stop saying that.
He's got a twisted sense of humor.
He does. Yeah. You got a coach's corner?
Oh, I love it.
I do.
Let's go.
But you go first.
Oh, do I?
You do.
Yeah, post-game wrap-up, and then we end on coach's corner, right. So we can have Mary throw her hat in the air.
Today's post-game report brought to you by Scott's Third Tee, which stands for today, testing, or test. We need to test all this stuff. We need to test depression drugs. We need to test the COVID vaccines. We need to test the reports. We need to test the sightings of drones. We've gotten away from validating or verifying data, information, facts. It's just all narrative and agenda and projection. We just got to get back to authenticity.
I agree.
How about test? How about it. Add testing and how about add truth?
Truth. There you go. I mean, that's what we got to get to. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, test the spirits and then hold on to what is good. Right? And we've gotten away from that.
Big well, job. There's not a whole lot of good.
Well, there's plenty.
Well,
we
there
just
is.
Have to find it.
Yeah.
We need to recognize it when we see it, and then we need to hold on to it. There we go.
Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Mm.
So apropos for today, especially today, especially in my life today.
Mm-hmm.
To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment.
Mm.
Mm.
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all be good to each other.
Move forward. Saw a movie that was kind of about that, like making hard decisions and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It Ends With Us. It's a movie on Netflix.
Right.
Just watched it the other day. It's pretty interesting.
All right.
Who's in it?
Not really sure. They're all kind of new to me, at least. It was very interesting. It's a romantic drama and a little bit domestic violence in there. And
oh, well, sign me up.
It's kind of interesting. Well, no, we started watching it, and then the others in the room in the family, we started getting there like, oh, this is too dark. I can't watch this. And I'll wait until you guys are gone, and I did. It was pretty good. It ended up being a lot better than I thought it was.
Right on.
It Ends With Us, Netflix.
Eh?
That's not a commercial because they haven't backed up the truck and paid us. So okay. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. That is Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach for this week. We will be back next week, and it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.